The way he exploded gave me a hint. Don't worry. You can maintain the slice easily here. You don't have to think about it. You've got other things to think about. Keep an eye on those clouds.
Lobsang looked up. Even in this blue-on-blue landscape, the clouds over the city looked ominous.
It's what happened back in Oberwald, said Lutze. The clock needs a lot of power. The storm blew up out of nowhere.
But the city's huge. How can we find a clock here?
First, we're going to head for the centre, said Lutze.
Why?
Because, with luck, we won't have to run so far when the lightning strikes, of course.
Sweeper, no one can outrun lightning.
Lutze spun round and grabbed Lobsang by the robe, dragging him closer.
Then tell me where to run, speedy boy, he shouted. There's more to you than meets the third eye, lad. No apprentice should be able to find Zimmerman's Valley. It takes hundreds of years of training, and no one should be able to make the spinners sit up and dance to his tune the very first time he sees them. Think I'm daft, do you? Orphan boy, strange power, what the hell are you? The Mandala knew you.
Well, I'm just a mortal human, and what I know is I'll be damned if I'll see the world shattered a second time. So, help me.
Whatever it is you've got, I need it now. Use it.
He let go and stood back. A vein in his bald head was throbbing.
But I don't know what I can do to...
Find out what you can do!
Tick. Protocol. Rules. Precedent. Ways of doing things. That's how we've always worked, thought Lady Lejeune. This and this must follow that. It has always been our strength. I wonder if it can be a weakness.
If looks could have killed, Dr. Hopkins would have been a smear on the wall. The auditors watched his every move like cats watching a new species of mouse. Lady Lejeune had been incarnate much longer than the others. Time can change a body, especially when you've never had one before. She wouldn't have stared and fumed. She would have clubbed the doctor to the ground. What was one more human? She realised, with some amazement, that the thought there was a human thought. But the other six were still wet behind the ears. They hadn't yet realised the dimensions of duplicity that you needed to survive as a human being. They clearly found it hard to think inside the little dark world behind the eyes, too. Auditors reached decisions in concert with thousands, millions of other auditors. Sooner or later, they'd learn to be their own thinkers, though. It might take a while, because they'd try to learn from one another first. At the moment, they were watching Igor's tea tray with great suspicion.
"Drinking tea is protocol," said Lady Lejeune.
"Is this correct?"
Mr. White barked at Dr. Hopkins.
"Oh, yes," said the doctor. "With a ginger biscuit, usually,"
he added hopefully.
"A ginger biscuit?"
replied Mr. White.
"A biscuit of red-brown colouring?"
"Yatha,"
said Igor. He nodded to the plate on his tray.
"I would like to try a ginger biscuit,"
volunteered Miss Red.
"Oh, yes," thought Lady Lejeune. "Please try the ginger biscuits."
"We do not eat or drink,"
snapped Mr. White. He gave Lady Lejeune a look of deep suspicion.
"It could cause incorrect ways of thinking."
"But it is the custom," said Lady Lejeune. "To ignore protocol is to draw attention."
Mr. White hesitated, but he was a quick adapter.
"It is against our religion," he said.
"Correct."
It was an amazing leap. It was inventive, and he'd come up with it all alone. Lady Lejeune was impressed. The auditors had tried to understand religion, because so much that made no sense whatsoever was done in its name. But it could also excuse practically any kind of eccentricity. Genocide, for example. By comparison, a lack of tea drinking was easy.
"Yes, indeed," said Mr. White, turning to the other auditors. "Is that not true?"
"Yes, that is not true, indeed," said Mr. Green.
"Ooh," said Dr. Hopkins. "I did not know there was any religion that forbade tea."
"Indeed," said Mr. Green.
Lady Lejeune could almost feel his mind racing.
"It is a... yes, it is a drink of the... correct. It is a drink of the extremely bad, negatively regarded gods. It..."